Immigration will likely be a big issue this election season. Would that the electorate was informed about it. New research dives into misconceptions that people have about immigrants across Europe and the U.S. For example, they overestimate how many immigrants there are and the number that are unemployed or on public assistance. We heard elsewhere on this program how much immigrants contribute to the Texas economy. The bulk of data shows immigrants in the U.S. don't push down wages, commit fewer crimes than native-born Americans, revitalize dying small towns. Why don't we know that? Derek Thompson has been looking at the new research. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington every Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Good to speak with you. And this research comes from two Harvard professors, Alberto Alessina and Stephanie Stancheva. What did they look at?
So these researchers surveyed native-born people in the U.S. and across Europe, in Germany, France, Italy, Sweden. And they asked people, what do you think about immigrants? And how does new information update your views? And this is a really important question for a lot of reasons, some of which you just said. In the U.S., immigration is a very salient issue. As we know, international migration has been rising in the last few years. There are more immigrants as a share of the population in many European countries. And in the U.S., it's near an all-time high. And so it's important to know what people think about the immigration population. Yeah. And these surveys went right to that question.
Well, for instance, in the U.S., people tend to overestimate the number of legal immigrants that are here. What do the numbers say?
Right. So three big findings from this paper. First, people in both the U.S. and Europe consistently overestimate the share of immigrants, as you said. For example, in the U.S., the actual number of legal immigrants is about 10% of the population. Respondents estimated that it was closer to 40% of the population. So they were wrong by a factor of four. Number two, respondents especially overestimate the share of Muslim immigrants. When you ask people about the immigrant population, they tend to overestimate the share that are Muslims. And number three, respondents believe that immigrants are less educated, more likely to be employed, and more reliant on the welfare state than they actually are. So across the board, you see that people overestimate the number, think more of them are Muslim, and think that overall they're more of a drag on the economy.
Why is this?
It's a really, really good question. And a part of it, I think, is politics, and a part of it is basic human psychology. I do think that we see across a lot of psychological studies involving immigrants and stuff that has nothing to do with politics, a sort of preference for the familiar. People have a preference for the familiar in artistic taste and music and movies. We also, unfortunately, have a preference for the familiar in ethnicity. We are more likely to feel generous toward people that are our own ethnic group and more likely to be accepting of welfare policies that help people from our own ethnic group. So that is the sort of human psychology aspect of it. On the political side, though, I think it's the fact that immigration is often politicized. When there's a problem in the U.S., when wages are stagnating, or when industries are going away, politicians aren't likely to blame faceless macroeconomic forces. They're more likely to blame human beings. And so they blame immigrants often when they can't blame more vague ideas.
Well, and also I would imagine if you can speak anecdotally of a problem in your specific town, let's say a gang, then that's your world. And you feel that that represents the world of immigrants. But I'm also thinking it's, you know, a little twas ever thus. I'm always stunned when I think in the early 20th century, the 1920s, you know, Americans thought that Italians and Poles were not smart enough to become Americans. They banned them. You know, the home of the Renaissance. It seems like it's something in our DNA, maybe.
It's true. No, otherizing is unfortunately a part of the American DNA and a part of American history. I should say, as a matter of optimism, that what does seem to help people have a realistic impression of immigrants and have a positive impression of immigrants is actually living with and near immigrants. Among urban residents of the Democratic Party, immigration has never been more popular, according to surveys. And so this is one of the paradoxes of attitudes about immigrants, that what you see both in the U.S. and in Europe is what is sometimes called a halo effect. If you look at cities, cities themselves are positive about immigrants. But in the white suburban areas around cities, that sort of demographic or spatial halo around the downtown metro area, that's where attitudes toward immigrants are most negative. They're close enough to immigrants to feel threatened by them, but not close enough to actually know them.
Well, and the flip side of the positive, do misconceptions about immigrants shape political views?
Oh, absolutely they do. I mean, I don't think you can talk about Trumpism and his rise within the Republican Party without being very explicit about the degree to which his fear-mongering and his otherizing of immigrants played a really important role, not only in his winning the Republican primary, but then in his winning the general election. I think we're living in a time right now in American economics where people are nervous about their wages, about the future for their children. They're looking for someone to blame for their anxiety, for some cause of this anxiety. And it is all too easy, I think, for demagogues and political opportunists to point the finger at immigrants and say, it's their fault, blame them.
Well, it's also a reminder, Derek, that the press has to constantly get out what is true about immigrant populations. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you, as always, for joining us on Mondays.
Thank you.